knowing that a customer is having some trouble or is having a fantastic experience must be known in each channel. So if he chooses a day later, a week later, he has a complaint sent via email, and he's connecting me via telephone, or he's coming to my website, it's almost necessary to have that information within that channel at that time.
This is the Digital Experience Podcast and Ars Logica production. I'm your host, Matt Shedd. Ars Logica is a vendor-neutral analyst firm that helps companies evaluate their web content management, customer experience management, and e-commerce platforms. And in each episode of this show, we talk to thought leaders in the field of digital experience about enterprise web platforms and current trends and what we can expect to see next in the field of digital experience. In this episode, our founder Tony White speaks with Willem Rocio, CEO of GX Software. A lot of internationally recognized brands use GX Software. Here are just a few: ING Group, World Wildlife Fund, T-Mobile. So in this conversation, Willem and Tony discuss how, from pretty early on, GX Software has invested in personalization and web user features that have allowed businesses to get to know their customers better over the years. And as the number of channels and applications that businesses use have increased, Willem discusses how GX Software's interoperability between channels and applications has enabled businesses to aggregate all their customers' information. And he talks about how this helps companies to have the necessary insights at their fingertips at critical moments in the customer journey when the customer contacts them. That's just some of what they touch on here as a little bit of a setup. Here's their conversation.
At the highest level, I'd just like to get your feedback on how you see GX Software as rather distinguished in this market at using the larger set of customer data to craft and tailor a digital experience.
We're now at 20 years of experience, so we go back to the 90s, where we started building a content management system, as they called it then. So we have a strong focus on web content management. And what we did do within the platform is, I believe it's 2000 or 2002, to heavily invest in all kinds of personalization features, web user features. So knowing the customer, knowing the individual at that time was possible. Beginning of 2000, 2002, personalization was one of the key features within, at that time, Web Manager, where we served lots of big customers with their web content management platform. What we find out at a later stage, and I believe it's around 2007, 2008, having the ability to drive excellent experiences within the online channel based on solely a web manager. It's fantastic for that channel at that time, but the customers we have had and having right now, they have more channels and they have all kinds of technologies and applications, and all the channels and all the applications must be connected to drive not only a perfect digital experience based on Experience Central, as we call Web Manager at this stage, but also the other channels not supported via the web content management component, but also via a call center or email. So what we did do is created a second pillar where customer data was key, building a profile connected to all the channels customers have, and the ability to connect all applications used within the channel. So what we could then do was all the siloed information within channels could be combined within one profile. And what we could also do was, because of the fact that all channels are connected to this pillar, all interactions and all information, all profile information gained or collected via the channels could be combined with all the stored customer data they already have had. So this combination was giving customers the ability to serve at each channel, to each individual, on each within the exact moment, a perfect customer experience. So the key is the interoperability between the applications and the channels that you want to be connected, delivering a perfect customer experience.
Yes, that's one of the things that I found the most interesting. And actually, of all of the platforms, and I'll leave the term platform undefined because the different platforms call themselves different things. And even when they call themselves the same thing, they're not the same thing. But if you were to look at Experience Central as a platform, GX software not only has capabilities in my research that I haven't seen in exactly the same form anywhere else, but GX Software, I think, as a company, from my point of view as an analyst, has an extraordinarily clear way of explaining the importance of channel and application interoperability, but also has rather a unique ability to take, say, a channel like the web or email or social or some e-commerce application, connect that with back-end systems like marketing automation. And it doesn't, by the way, matter what the marketing automation platform is or CRM. Doesn't matter what the CRM application is. In other words, Experience Central, from my point of view, is the classic best of breed platform where these different back-end enterprise applications are not only proprietary from you, it just doesn't matter what they are. But then if you look at the interaction between a channel and a back-end application, so web plus ERP, CRM, and customer engagement, for example, you have this ability to sit in the middle and to use the customer data, the content, and the interactions, and to draw insights from the ability to interoperate and connect all of these disparate channels and applications in a way that should be exciting for prospective customers. So with that as the background, I'd like to ask you how within the GX platform do you think insights emerge and become actionable? In other words, how could a customer using this platform gain an insight and then do something with it?
When it comes down to a customer experience or a great customer experience, loyalty can be built easily when things are going wrong, when I have a service, what is not functioning, or I have a cancellation, or I have an accident with my car. At that time, I want to connect to the company and have a good experience that they promised at the beginning within at the moment I bought the insurance or I bought the car or chose for a holiday. All the promises then must be met also when I need the company the most. And that's at the moment when things go wrong. So, when things go wrong, what do I do then? What we see, what we get back from our customers, is people aren't going to the website. They want to have a direct connection to you as a company. So what they do is they send you an email, or they pick up the phone, or they go to the store and have an interaction at that time. Knowing that a customer is having some trouble or is having a fantastic experience must be known in each channel. So if he chooses a day later, a week later, where he has a complaint sent via email, and he's connecting me via telephone, or he's coming to my website, it's almost necessary to have that information within that channel at that time, to have a good communication with that person at that moment. So connecting the channels is crucial, because of the fact that all channels are available, and a customer journey is going via all kinds of channels and not always used the same channel each time.
Yes,
does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, and it actually is a perfect lead-in to the question of a customer relationship. If you look at the relationship between a company that sells something and a customer who buys something, and you look at that relationship in terms of its lifetime value, you mm-hmm. could break it into two parts, which I think you do. You talk about the marketing and sales part, where you might describe this as the buy part of the cycle. It's the company trying to get the customer and to, you know, to acquire and to, you know, to have this customer as a customer.
Yeah.
The other and much longer part of this relationship, hopefully, if the company manages to do things well, is the service and support side of the cycle, or the own part of the cycle. And you have described this as micro moments within the own cycle, but the conversation that we just had, when you look at the car accident or some situation where a customer needs the company because something has gone wrong, these micro moments within the own cycle, such as making an auto insurance claim, can oftentimes determine whether or not that customer remains a customer. So when we look at what's going on web experience management technology right now, and digital marketing, for example, we see probably a little bit too much of a focus on the part of the vendors on customer acquisition. That it's all about, with some platforms, the things you can do as a digital marketer to do better lead generation, or to do better conversion of a lead. But what we don't see is as much attention or focus on the own part of the cycle, and in particular these micro moments which can make or break a relationship. So could you talk a little bit about how you see GX Software spending its time and energy on improving the experience a customer has at these micro moments?
I think we have an advantage because of the verticalization within GX Software. We worked a lot with financials, like banks, insurance companies, with telcos, and what they all have is a strong relation with the customer, where the customer itself has a large value for them. And if you look at a bank, opening an account itself, for me, isn't a moment of truth. I'm not happy opening the account to a specific bank. What makes me happy is using the account in a way that it meets my requirements, that meets my expectations. Those interactions are all within the use cycle or the own cycle and not within the buying cycle. And what we also see is within those industries, if it's a telco or a fan-based organization or a bank, the revenue is more gained within the own cycle than it is in the buying cycle. When I'm using a subscription via a telco, I can also easily go back to a buy cycle when my subscription is ending. So making sure the user within the own cycle is happy where his expectations are met is crucial. Selling him a new subscription, or making sure in the case of a bank, keep using the account and doing transactions, and in case of an insurance, making sure the car insurance also, when I need a new car, is with the same insurer. So what I'm saying is we have a history of working with those companies in finance, telco, where customer value is purely of mainly within the own cycle. So all functionalities we have within the platform is not only focused on content and creating marketing content, but it's also focused on the interaction, and it's focused on storing the right customer data to have the ability to be accurate and relevant in each channel, in each time. So I think it's mainly because of the history we have working with those companies, where they are very mature managing a customer relationship, because it's worked for them a lot. The capital is the customer relationship itself.
Okay, that's it for this episode of the Digital Experience Podcast. Thanks again to our guest, Willem Rocio. Music in the episode included Take Me Higher by Jazzar and Geranium for Mano a Mano by Glenn Jones. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.